Monday night, end of day of the tour away. I wish Lemon Wise part.
Interesting halacha yesterday. That hashara was, are you allowed to wash dishes when you have others? So first of all, you said, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that's a clear halacha actually, in Shin Chav Gimel Sif Dalet, Sif Vov. That's clear. Shin Chav Gimel Sif Vov. Madichin Kelim Zerchir, a person had to wash Kelim for what you need for the day. That's posh. Whatever you need for Shabbos itself is no Shabbos. Yeah, because I can do that. Then the Chiddush is, can I mention initially Sus, a dying method, it's got some meal seeds. Mishavura, after he did Esna Krisis, he can wash 10 cups up, but ain't sorry for the Achas. He only needs one. It's a big Chiddush actually. I mean, the person's doing a Tirchon Shabbos, which he knows the Tircha really, yeah? In the whole Ismachor is a Tircha, and we know that he's going to be Matshia. He doesn't need all 10 Krisis. It looks like Chazal weren't Goyzer in this case. They made a special allowance that when a person's washing up, he might use each one of those clothes. Any one of those he might use, he doesn't know which ones are number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He might use any one of them. That's taka mut to use. That's posher as well. If, let's say, the man's washing up, and he's got one cup there which says Zeta's cup, and he always uses that one, but he doesn't use the other 9. So then, l'chol, you haven't got this hetter. The whole hetter's base when it's likely to use any one of those 10. If you've got a pot to use one particular one of those, then this doesn't apply. So it has to be, it's reasonable to assume that each one he might use. That's when there's a heter. So that was number one. So we said it was a chiddush that you're allowed to wash up all 10 cases, even though you only need one. You could do that anytime you want. That was part one. Then we said as well,
he washes up, let's say, the big dishes and the small dishes, the soup. You only got one dish. You have to have one of each.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have one of each. That's possible. It's a good question. Once you've got meaty plates and the soup plates and the fish plates, the mice, you can only wash up the min that you're going to use for Shabbos day. That's someone's not having fish on Shabbos day. He's going to start with chollet and then meat. So he's not using the fish plates. He's going to have to wash it up.
Well, I don't like the mess.
I'll come to that after the favourite song. Yeah. That's number one. Number two, then we spoke about another chiddush over here. Is what about if you've got in your cupboard spare kelim? You've got other kelim in your cupboard. Most of the person's eating on Friday night, but Rosh Hashanah's got a big crockery set, he's got plenty in the cupboard still to use. So, I said many possible things you want to wash up. Chazal weren't goyzer. In this case, it weren't goyzer. I should wash everything up, even though you've got in your cupboard other kelim. The Maisa, the Tosu Shabbos is Machmir, but the Maisa, Medina, it's Mutter. Medina, a person can wash up even though he's got, what do you call it? But it's interesting, I was looking at two from Rabbi Falk, so someone asked him, I mean, this is going back quite a number of years ago when he wrote his Tshuva. So he said, the Talmud Chacham asked him, he's making a big show of rochers. What do you call a big show of rochers? 50 people. Huh? That was a big show of rochers in those times. Very interesting question, actually. So he's making on Friday night. 5-0. So he's making a big show of rochers on Friday night. And he's got loads of plates and things all lying around. Well, Maisa, what's he going to do? He doesn't need it all on Shabbos morning. So I've got to tell you something else. Some poskim actually are machmir. Let's say I said to you, once let's wash up one cup, even though you've got 10 of the cups. Some poskim hold that if you've got 100 cups, you can't wash up 100. When there's a big tirch involved, something's out of the ordinary that you can't do. Okay, that's also a chumrah. But I speak of this matter. Someone asked my father, I said, well, he's got a big show of brothers. So I say, he doesn't know what to do on Friday nights. His kitchen is full of all the stuff there. What should he do? So he had a very interesting answer, my father. Very interesting answer. He said, what he would advise you to do is, and I was thinking why he said this actually, is to get a goy to wash up all the dishes. And on Shabbos morning, or sometimes during Shabbos, you take from each min one plate. Yeah. That means you've got loads and loads of dishes. You ask the goy to wash everything up. But from all those dishes, each type of those dishes, one of those types you'll use to do yourself.
That's good,
goy. Oh, so the interesting side is, why do you need a goy for this then? Why can't you do it yourself? What? Oh, so I'm saying to the boys, it looks like it's going. That's a tilk you say. To wash up so many, when your mummies don't need that. Someone's running a hotel, for example, he's got hundreds and hundreds of plates there. That's already pushing it. Then you can't say that he's doing it for this purpose. That's not allowed. So then he had this answer of that if a person's doing it, he gets a goy to wash up, and the goy washes up, then, but zero for a few things, you're allowed to use each min, then there's no problem at all.
What time do you go do this?
What?
What? time the goy do cleaning up the wash the dishes.
What do you mean? Oh, what's your shadow? What do you mean?
They go at 6 o'clock at night. The shadow after seven.
Oh, it has to be. I mean, it has to make sense what you're doing. It has to make sense. You have to use the plate at a normal time. Sometimes it has to be at a normal time. Yeah, shajus is all right. Having a meal. Yeah, if you're having a meal, you can use it. But after someone's finished shajus,
you should use at least four.
Yeah, it's not only cans, right? You should use. You have to use one min from each thing. But it has to be a logical time. It has to be a reasonable time. If it's much too late then. Then this doesn't apply. That's what you want to see. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's true. It doesn't make sense. Unless you want to use it, you want to have some time for in the morning. Yeah, in the morning. Yeah. Yeah, get a soup plate. You don't have a problem with a soup plate. It has to make a bit of sense. I don't know if you can do that. It has to make a bit of sense because you don't need a soup plate to put your cake on. You've got other plates to put your cake on. It has to make a bit of sense. Very too small, actually. That's what I want to say. Okay. Coming to today's Indian race, and we'll shout about making beds. So here's a Mishnah, actually. The Mishnah says, Matsidas and Mitzvahs Melel Shabbos and Shabbos. A person can make his bed on Leil Shabbos for Shabbos, but not on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. The Agud brings it down. My good actually says, Lechatchila should do on Erev Shabbos, actually. Interesting. Agud says, Lechatchila, the bed should be made on Erev Shabbos. But obviously, you use your bed, and on Erev Shabbos, you should make it. You shouldn't wait till Shabbos to do it. Even though he goes ahead to make it on Shabbos, if you can do it before Shabbos, you should make it before Shabbos. It's in Kiddushes, actually. Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and Shin Base. See if cotton new test. Mishnah Berurah brings it down, see if cotton new test. See, Mishnah Berurah brings it down, is. Matzinas and Mitzvahs, Melo Shabbos, Shabbos, and Chelot, 12 years, Yatzin, Erev Shabbos. It's better to do on Erev Shabbos. Interesting thing. That's a lot of tablecloth, all these things. It's better to do on air Shabbos, but if one does on Shabbos, one's not doing Shabbos. There's no issue to make new beds on Shabbos. The person wants to ask, can you put new bed linen on Shabbos? There's nothing wrong with doing that. It's the same thing. It's ideally better to do before Shabbos, but the master, there's nothing wrong. What? No, on Shabbos, make on Friday night when you're asleep.
You want a t-shirt, so I can put
t-shirt. Yeah, I'm saying it's more of a tirucha, that's all. It's nice that the bed is all made before Shabbos comes in, that's all. If it's dirty, it's dirty. Maybe, it could be. Sorry? If you need them, you need them. Yeah. You need it for Shabbos. I mean, it's better to do it before Shabbos. If someone needs it on Shabbos, the Chayyim has got the same hetzer. The Tirchi said, but then you need it, Mamish. The Tirchi says, you don't need it. If your Mamish needs it, the person will have to prepare for Shabbos. He's got a load of people coming. Whatever he needs, it'll have to be done.
Shabbos
morning is going to happen. What? I'll come to this now. The Be'er Shel writes that it's wrong. My story is the Be'er Shel writes, there was a minute people used to make their beds on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos. It used to be a very common minute where people would make their beds on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos. And he said, the Maaseh is not so posh, since you're not using it on Shabbos, then it's a problem. On that, the Mogen Avraham writes, I read that Lashon of the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham writes, Becheresh she'oyv shom b'Shabbos, in a room where you're going to be there during Shabbos, v'yesh b'zoyin b'dovah, there's a disgrace, le'shev shom, it's embarrassing to sit there with the beds uncovered. Tzorech Shabbos u mutter. That is a Tzorech Shabbos and it's mutter. That means the Mogen Avraham's case is a person's in a room.
Yeah,
first, they don't mind so much the shibah putting in the bedroom. But let's say someone's got a bedroom in an extra soil, they've got a bedroom in there and a dining room. The Mosh is very embarrassing to have the people are very embarrassed. It's all right to have the beds uncovered. Then that is a heter in order to make your bed on Shabbos. I mean, even though this person knows I'm not going to sleep on Shabbos afternoon in the bed.
You know,
it's hallelujah, you're there all day. Well, so you hear what his lashon of the Mogen Avraham is. I read that lashon of the Mogen Avraham, I wrote it down here. A room where a person is, v'yesh b'zoyin b'dovah leishev shom. It's embarrassing, it's disgraceful to see in that room with it there. It's unpleasant. Maybe people come in, it doesn't look very nice. So you have to know, this is a very interesting halacha, this in Hilchos Hachonah. Let's just carry on one more thing on this. Based on this, the Ochos Shabbos writes that if a person finishes a Suda, for example, on Shabbos, he finishes Shabbos Shudas. Let me just read it out for what it is, and someone could find out. He's finished his meal on Shabbos Shudas, for example, on Shabbos afternoon. Yeah? And he's not going to eat any more at the table. let's just find the notion of it, yeah? Is he allowed to clear the table up? Mutter l'salis ha'shuk. A person is allowed to clear the table up. Ach asim asuda. After he's finished the meal, k'day she'heinri abayis yire noe l'chvoi Shabbos. In order, a house should look respectable and honorable for Shabbos. V'afir ach asim shlishes, even after the third meal. Mutter l'asis, she'chim lishes b'cheta. If you're going to carry on in there. It bothers people to be in a room with a dirty room, which it does sometimes. Yeah, it does. People don't like it. Dirty, dirty room, not very pleasant. Therefore, there's no problem. Behind me, boyfriend, she yehanem mesidra abayis kinsel Shabbos. Obviously, it must be you're having benefit from that nice room on Shabbos. That means if a person's going to clear out the room, and by the time he's cleared out the room, it's ready motzei Shabbos, there's no point. It has to be that you're having hanor from the room on Shabbos itself. On that case there, that is mutter. If you're not going to be there at all, you're going straight out, you know that as soon as you finish your shul, you're going straight to shul, no one's in the house at all, this heter will apply. Now this is always an interesting point. Beis Moshe also right, we said, I think, Beis Moshe is possible to allow this. If you have a shul, you're allowed to prepare hachon in there. There's no issue of hachon in such a case. This is a very tricky part. I remember, I spoke to our father, Zechus Lebrocha, many, many times. On my fingers, I can count 3 times he got excited. 3 times. While I said, while I was an interesting Shaila, I remember that, was actually round about this time of year. No, it wasn't my brother father. And I asked him a Shaila. I was giving a shiur once somewhere, and someone told me what was, they were sitting at a Sheva Brochas or Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos morning, and it was a nice dew, and all of a sudden the balabos comes over to a few people and says, do you mind to move on to table number 12? It's Shabbos morning. So the people moved over. I didn't understand why, but they moved over. At 12 o'clock, just before 12 o'clock, I came with him and said, do you mind if you look over there? I've got a camera perched up there. That is set to go off at 12 o'clock exactly to take a picture. If you wouldn't mind to look at that camera at the time, I'll have a nice souvenir for you. So this, I remember, this was one question I asked him, I don't forget it. I remember I must have asked him this Kasha Pashas Emoy. He said to me, did it happen last week? I don't know when it happened, I've got no idea. He says, Mamish last week said, he said to me. He said, last week said, oh, what's the shad last week? He says, Kedoshim to you. You have to mekaish yourself a mutterloch. It's a manual apiato, he said to me. Mamish, he was way, way out. I said to him a few times, is it mutter? He said, I'm not going whether it's mutter or so, I'm not sure about how long. He said, it's Mamish, a rifkin, the Hilchot Shabbos, he said to me. He said, Bezoy, the Hilchot Shabbos, a person can do it. That was one time. There were another 2 times, but one other time he got excited with me was this case. Oh, many people tell that the room is dirty with dirty washing dishes in the room. Are they allowed to wash up? Which is very good time, really. I must say, a lot of people, it disturbs. It goes to the kitchen. What? I said to my wife, she doesn't like this answer. It's just not really a terrace, that. And you're not a dishwasher, maybe. So I asked him this question, is it okay if it disturbs a person in the room with the dirty dishes lying around? Can you wash all the dishes up? So he said to me at the time, he said, you know, people think you have to live in Buckingham Palace. He said, Shabbos is not meant to be like Buckingham Palace. You have to live with the halachos. He said, you must live, it's a very dangerous game, this, what he said to me, because if you start with this, you do away with the whole lachonah. In effect, you can do away with the whole of Achonah. Everything bothers you. It disturbs you that this is here as it is, so I'm allowed to clear it out. So he said to me, it's taka true. If it mamish disturbs a person, now I don't know what the criteria is. I would have thought that you look at this person during the week. I'm not sure if this is right. But I asked you, does every person never leave the sink with dirty dishes inside? Many of these people tell you they can't have a dirty sink on Shabbos. It mamish disturbs them. If you go to them during the week, I don't want to say what you find in the sink. Now that you have to find out. I'm just telling you, during the week they've got plenty of dishes in the sink, it doesn't bother them at all. In many places. I'm telling you, I don't know. If it mummish disturbs the person. Yeah, so if it's that person and mummish disturbs him, and let's say another time he's making a simcha, for example, during the week, he would straight away clear out, he wouldn't leave it there till the following morning, let's say, for example. He wouldn't leave it.
From the morning till 11 o'clock at night, it disturbs everything.
Yeah, I hear one has to. I say, it's a very delicate game. I hear myself say, a person to be honest with himself. If it mummish disturbs the person, then I can hear yes, mockum. But then you have to ask him. Rumi said he's right. Maybe you have to put it away somewhere else. Put it in the dishwasher. Who says you shouldn't put it in the dishwasher? Who says you have to see it? Put all the plates away somewhere. Take it in a carrier bag and leave it outside in the garden. Who says you have to wash it up? So I'm saying one has to know, and my apostle say quite clearly, the washing in a shul, I've seen this many times actually, many people go around in a shul after davening, and they pick up all the sidurim and they put them away in the shelves. Now, there's two reasons why that's mutter. First of all, it's kibbutz beis hamikdash. It's nice, many people like it in a shul, that the beis hamikdash is empty. There's another reason why it's mutter, is you must be in a shul, many things are used in a shul. You can never know, someone might eat it straight away. So there's two etayrims. Like, what do you have to be careful about, Rabbi Yisrael, when you put this all, when you do all this?
Boira.
Yeah, be careful with boira. Sometimes you have a problem with boira, actually. You can have sporin piled up, which are not always so nicker. Then to put each one away in its right place could be problematic. One has to take that into account. But this idea of clearing up a room because it disturbs a person has definitely got a source in halacha. The shy is how far you can push this. So to wash. So one thing is clearing up, putting everything away, that's one thing. But now to wash up, which is much more of a tircha, and he's got nowhere else to put it, where he could put it in a carrier bag, for example, and leave it outside in his garden until Matzah Shabbos, then one has to think about it, whether that's allowed. But that is the deal over here. That is the deal. We have to speak about also this thing about, many people ask the shy, can they soak their plates in water on Shabbos afternoon? Which a person must have a shop pot. Yeah. One is before you put it in the dishwasher, and one side is also, let's say you're not putting it in the dishwasher, you're going to wash it up, but you've got dirty plates, can you fill out the sink or whatever, pour water over the plates in order to make it like it's not broken? We'll speak about this later. Sorry?
Hot country, where
yeah, that's also posher. That's also true. That's posher. In a place of where there are lots of flies around. So, Lamaisa, you don't want it in your kitchen. I mean, now, this time of year, actually, there are a lot of fruit flies around. And someone just told me yesterday, I had an interesting shyly, we made a simple yesterday, and he was putting away his lettuce into a big, nice big bowl, poured one another, all of a sudden he sees a fly hovering over the lettuce. He watched the fly, right then. Gone. Probably into the lettuce. Probably into the lettuce. What?
Blue.
What's that locker, Rabbi Isai? What? Why? It's a barrier. One thing you must know is no bittle. A fly. First of all, he told me it probably take about 24 hours to check that salad lettuce. It's very hard to check. But every vegetable you took out and do is a little black, tiny little green fly. It was tiny. Might be dead. It might be drowned in the, what do you call it, in the liquid. It might be ancient shyly, actually. Very ancient shyly. It's a shallow barrier. Someone told me how this once actually with a pile of chips, actually. It was meant to fry some chips. And the steam was going up. And the mice all of a sudden saw a little fly flying over. And what happened? It went. Now, chips will be easier because you can look at each chip by itself. That's a bit easier. The mice are ancient shyness over here. So one has to be careful of these things. So he's right. In a case of where there are flies around, it's disturbing. You're going to cause them to be a fly. And certainly one can soak the dishes in water. That's certainly in the mind. That's possible to say quite clearly. Let's just see if we can find this over here. In a case of where there's a problem of flies there, you could zicha, what do you call it? What do you call it? That salad was pashtus its mutter. You don't know if I know that. Pashtus its mutter, like Rav Simcha said, because the mice, you don't know it went in there. It's a kiddush, actually. I must say that. I find it a kiddush, actually. Even though, you'd be a good rabbi. I must say it was a kiddush, actually. Even because you could assume, you don't know if it definitely went there. I mean, if it went, someone had a shiloh actually once, he realized, eventually, what's just an interesting shiloh? You like this, Rav Simcha. Tell me what we need to for this. So I was making a cheesecake, big cheesecake. For some reason, the woman said she saw a fly fall in. For some reason. But she didn't do anything about it. Put it in the oven. She baked it. And then she realized the shadow afterwards. What's up? No, Semcha?
Yeah, she actually saw it going in.
Yeah. Shilohs, can you rely like shriveled up? The Prima Gorm says that you can't rely on. That's not definite. It's not enough of a soffing. It's not so definitely, it's going to shrivel up and burn off some of it, and therefore that one can't rely on. That is a problem, he says, actually. So if you do see a fly in your cheesecake, make sure you take it out before you put it in the oven. Okay, everybody, so what's going on?